Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, default route. On this glorious Monday morning, they say it's 44 degrees out here. That's what Google Weather says. I ain't cold though. I got my sauna suit on and my layers. And my hat. My hands aren't cold. That should mean something. Walking on this side of the street today, this time. I actually walked straight out of the cross street and came right across the street. Whereas I usually walk up that side of the street. I figured I'd mix it up a little bit. The default route is getting kind of familiar. Just wanted to mix it up a little. But then considering when I'm at the default location, default route, I walk that every day without even blinking or thinking about changing it up. And there's a lot more happening on this one. So I don't know what's going on. Yesterday I walked South Avenue. Yesterday was Sunday and I walked South Avenue. But you know, it was pretty cool. Yesterday, I talked about how much I don't like doing things for other people. Or maybe a better way to put it is to being obligated to do something and having that hanging over me or whatever you want to call it. On my day off, or not even on my day off, whenever. And I knew, I even said it yesterday, I called a bunch of it. I said, once I get over there and get going, it's going to be fun. And we're going to have a good time. And sure enough, get over there with them people. Terry and Joe start doing the Terry and Joe thing. They was in there putting together the stand. So when I got there, knocked on the door, the place was all dark. I'm like, is these people awake? But they was in the basement putting together the stand and they had to take it apart because they put it backwards. And while they did that, I started getting the TV together. You know, ready instructions. Big 75-inch TV. Got it out, you know, got it laid out. And sure enough, we had to deal with passwords. Mr. Sutherland had to get his passwords together. And I understand, and I know, I mean, I do this for a living, so I know some people ain't computer literate. Or even, I would even say technology challenge. Computer literate is one thing. But technology challenge is another. It just have an adverse energy, you know, towards technology. And they react before, you know, sometimes anything needs to be done or regardless of the task at hand. And I'm not saying Mr. Southern was like that, though he was. You know, he did his best. He wanted to fight through it, you know. He gave it a go, but he just didn't have it. He's up there trying to see, once you get the TV set up, you got to log into Google. That means you got to have your Gmail. And he had his Yahoo, but he didn't have his Gmail. And he said the only reason he used his Gmail was because he had to sign up for YouTube TV. You know, and I've been through that. I told y'all I was gonna have to go through this. So I was prepared for it. And that's where I put the onus on me. It's like, Jeffrey, you know better. You've been through this before. You know what you're gonna go through. You know what you gotta do to make it happen for them. You know that the rewards you'll get, it'll be many times over you doing this. And I'm gonna skip to kind of the one of the most interesting parts or best part, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing that. I keep forgetting how much I love doing that, setting stuff up and getting it going and getting the, you know, getting them logged in and getting that and setting it up. That's what I do. I mean, during the day, I'm a global technology analyst for the second largest law firm on the planet. And that has a technical aspect to it, but also setting up people's TVs and getting them logged in and apps and, you know, all that stuff is something different. But I'm good at that too. Just like I was good at putting stereos in people's cars to a degree. To a degree. You know, I've drilled in people's cars before. You know, I've done stuff. I've set, you know, up after I first learned how to do it in my father's car. Because my first CB radio was a mobile radio. That means it went in the car. And back then in the days, you didn't want to leave your radio in the car, so they go on the sliding bracket. So that sliding bracket had to be mounted, the top one to be mounted in the car permanently, and another one on top of the radio. So I learned how to wire those up and how those worked. And I learned how to, I learned how to do the 8-track, to get the 8-track connected. You know, I knew the two tabs, the two slider tabs. You know, one was positive for power, one was negative. And then you had your speaker, you know, because you had to put a bracket on the 8-track so it was completely detachable. No wires connected. And I had that all wired up and nice and be able to slide that in, slide it out. You know, over time, I figured that out. And, you know, I always loved this dude. So I get over there, you know, and they working. You know, we all working. It felt good, you know, after my walk, not to just get back and shower and start eating that leftover red lobster, linguine and scallops and shrimp. I had a lot of it too. That's why when I got on the scale last night, I was 222. Number so high that it didn't even register. Because if the number's too high, it was like if it's above 5 pounds or something, it won't register. You got to like tick it off and say, yeah, I accept that weight. You know, that's me. And if you don't do it, I think if you don't weigh it and get in there at a certain time, it just drops off. So that 222 dropped off, which I'm not mad at, but which I know better next time that I won't allow that to happen. I don't want that to happen. That's not the way I win. That's not the way I want to win. That's not the way I want it to happen. I wanted, you know, I wanted that 222 to be on there. And it's not to the point where I'm going to go ahead and manually put it in. But I might, now that I think about it. Because I'm not ashamed. It's part of what's really happening. I want that on the record. So from now on, I know when I hit something like that, to go ahead and fire my phone up. Let it register that way. Because in the morning, it may drop off. And I woke up this morning at 218.4, where I think Saturday or Friday I was 217, or where maybe a week or so ago I was 212, 213. So, but we knew this was going to happen. We knew we was going to come back here in this weather, back here with my Sparkle Market and my food. And I got candy corn, I got sugar cookies, I got marshmallows. I had orange soda, orange crush ice cream float last night. I had some cheesecake brownies left over. I finished that up. I don't think I had marshmallows yesterday. I had my oatmeal cream sandwiches. On top of all that, double helping of linguine. Oh, I was right. I was feeling righteous. I was feeling all kinds of righteous, let me tell you. We got on that scale. I was hoping it would be a relatively decent number. But I guess 222, I mean, I deserve it. And I expected it. I kind of expected it. I probably called it out. Maybe was hoping for 221. But, and I said, though, this is the this is the thing. This is the part. I knew this was coming. I know this is coming every year. The change of season, the holiday season, change of weather, being back here for Thanksgiving. Being back here for Thanksgiving, knowing I'm gonna eat, knowing I'm gonna do what I do, there's just no way around it. So I just gotta prepare for it and hope for the best. Because, and see now, I got a week left. I actually got a full week because I'm leaving next Monday. So I got over 7 days. So if I act right, and I can get back home, you know, with a decent number. That's all I'm asking for. I'm praying to myself. Just get back, you know, get back home with a decent number. When I wake up, let me see. If I could wake up that Tuesday after I get home, Monday night, like 1 o'clock, I hit LAX about 1 o'clock in the morning. If I get home and I wake up and I wake up Tuesday morning, what number do I want? What number would I be happy with? What number would I be happy with Tuesday morning? Because you know Thanksgiving is going down. And Friday, and then I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I ask for Tuesday off. So it's going to be, I could really do some damage. So I gotta get in control. Hey, what is this? Somebody dropped their, it's empty. I got to get it together, you know, and maybe this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if I can act right one day a week, if I can act right one day at a time for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, be throwing down. Forget it. It's going to happen. Friday. Oh, boy. But Friday, granddad will be there, so it ain't going to be too lazy. It's not going to be too lazy if she there. Because you really can't eat and enjoy it with her there. Not that she be all in your food or anything. It's just that whatever you're doing, she going to want to be a part of it. Or somehow, you know, just be around it or whatever. So that might keep me on my toes, and we might need to go somewhere that Friday. That might keep me off. Saturday is the Ohio State-Michigan game. You know, that's something to do. Sunday, the Steelers play. They play in Cincinnati. I technically could go to that game. 5-6 hour ride. Because I can go to the game, Cincinnati, and turn around and just go straight to Pittsburgh, get a room, and hang out. But I'm gonna hang out in Youngstown. I'm not feeling like I'm ready to get home yet. Usually, it's about 2 weeks. Literally, it's like 2 weeks hits. It's like, oh God, I gotta get out of here. It's just too much noise, too much. Because granddaughter is just loud, stomping and screaming, and not screaming violently. It's a playful scream. I ain't gonna say it's pleasant because it's not supposed to be, but it's playful. It's playful and it's energetic, and you kind of feel a certain way because you can tell she's enjoying it. You know, she's just having a good time. So it's kind of hard to be mad at it. But I'll still be like, all right, that's enough. All right, enough with the screaming. Okay. You know. And then when we go in the basement, I get my steps. She can scream all she want, running around in circles. Cause she into that running. I think that might be me. But she just literally just will run in circles. Cause she'll see me walk. She always see me walking around living room, get my steps in sometimes, walk around the kitchen, island, getting steps in the basement. Definitely, we got a little pathway we walk around. And for the most part, she stick to it. Every now and then she'll cut it off. But for the most part, she'll go around all the little, you know, little obstacles or whatever that we got in the path. So, you know, that ain't no resting that day. And then Monday, we got to figure it out. You know, how that's going to work. Because Saturday, she go with her father. I mean, I won't see her from Saturday to Monday before I leave, but we might set something up to where I go over to his house or something. Or we meet up and hang out or something like that before I leave. Before I leave, you know, something like that. Jesse's taking me to the airport. Leave about 4:00 Monday. Knowing his ass, he's gonna be late. It's just the way he gets there. Oh, Negro, you made it on time. You got TSA pre-approved, you'll get through. Oh, Negro, you got 10 minutes before your flight start boarding. And we still on the 376 freeway. You know, again, as I was saying about the passwords, you know, and dealing with the Sutherlands, you know how they are. You know how they are. They know how I am. They put up with me, you know, to put it, you know, so bluntly, whatever, you know, and I tolerate them because, you know, we doing this, we doing that. I mean, hell, they're going to be cooking me a ham. They got pig's feet because I suggested it. And then Kimberly telling me that the whole big Thanksgiving dinner is because I brought it up. You know, little stuff like that. And me and Kimberly had a discussion. Well, I don't be asking people directly to do something. She said, that ain't how you do it. You just be throwing it out there knowing. I told her, the only thing I really do is come stay at her house. That's like the only thing to where I may impose, if I can use that word. That might be the only time I impose to where I might need to ask for something. Because yesterday, her mother was like, are you going to come over and do TV? And she put please. And that please just was like sticking a hot knife in my eye. That's just not a word I use. And I realized I don't use that word unless I'm just, you know, and joking. And people know I'm joking. I just don't use that word. And I told Kim, I said, you don't use it either. And she said, I do. And I said, you don't mean it. I was like, you don't mean it. And she basically said, yeah, she just do it to be polite. She said she's big on politeness. She is big on politeness. I will say that. She is very big on politeness. Very, very big on politeness. But you don't mean it. I'm like, you don't mean it. You're just doing it to say, be polite. So, you know, I got that. I got over there, you know, you go and you, I get over there. I get it going. We get the TV set up. I get it. I fall into a rhythm. You know, I'm like, I like lock in, feeling good. I'm seeing what needs to happen. You know, I'm moving, you know, I'm in a good flow. You know, I'm handling what they need to do. I'm in harmony with them. I'm not quite taking over what they doing. I'm letting they do what they do and kind of be in harmony and work with them. You know, getting that part, but keeping a little emphasis on expediency, you know, as politely as I could. You know, because that's just the way, let's get it done. You know, let's, let's get it done. And don't be leisurely about it. You know, we're here to execute in a fun, you know, in a casual way, you know, not so much in a, you know, in a casual way. So, you know, we got it done, got it put together, got TV set up, and then here we go with the password. Joe up there, had to go upstairs, said, go up on the computer and change your password. We need your Gmail password. We're going to have it, because that's what you signed up with YouTube TV with. You know, but he had all this, I would say this, he had this, he got the usernames down. The usernames he created, he got down. Nice consistency. Nice, you know, way to make that. I give him that. But the passwords and the logging in and all that. He was up there. And so he made it fun. He was upstairs. And Terry was downstairs. Now, granted, they've been married for 20 years coming up. So you know what kind of comedy that's going to bring. They've been married for like 20 years, I think, this week. And then even on their wall, they got their high school pictures on the wall in their living room. I mean, that's just, you know, that's how, you know, that's the life they live. But I ain't putting it down. I might be making fun of it right now. But, you know, with all due respect, I understand what it is. It's just not, you know, me. But I appreciate it. And again, I have to say again, I greatly benefit from it. Pig's feet and a ham. I'm bringing that damn ham home. I'm putting that ham in my carry-on. That's how I roll, because it's another ham. This is an extra ham, damn it. And my pig's feet, shoot. What you think I'm going to look like? See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that is what I'm talking about. Where I gotta act right. That is exactly what I'm talking about when I say I got, did I pass Amherst? I don't know why I wanna. Did I pass Amherst? Is the numbers going down? No, they gotta be going up. Wait a minute, they going down or up? I think I had to pass it. Or did I? Oh, it might be that, I don't know, anyway. I'm just saying, you know, so it's fun. He went up there to do his password. He always down there, Terry, you got my phone? Okay, I'm going to tell you the number and you something. And I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, letting them do them. And totally amused by it. They hollering back and forth, oh, you got the number? Okay. 8-9-4-2. And they did it like three times. And then we tried those numbers and they didn't work. And then so, after we did those numbers, I finally went upstairs and got on the computer with him and see what he was doing. I said, you changed your password? He was like, yeah, I changed it. I told you three times. You know, he wasn't fussing like that because he know he's technology challenged. So he was very passive and he understood, you know, that it was probably on him. You know, so I don't want to make it sound like he was being, you know, fussy or whatever. He was real cool. Everybody was real cool. See, that was the whole thing. Everything was really cool. That's what made it. And I had, like I said, I knew I was going to get over there and have a good time. And again, I had to make it to Sandwich Factory. You're good. And again, I had to make it to Sandwich Factory because now it's too late for Sandwich Factory. Now, it's, you know, I got food there and it's, I gotta lay low for the next 3 days. And then we got Thanksgiving Thursday, so I'm going to have to hit Sandwich Factory next time. I promise that's Sandwich Factory. I'll be there next time. I do that every time, don't I, Sandwich Factory? Don't I promise that every time, Sandwich Factory? I do, don't I, Sandwich Factory? I do. Okay, so what was that? Oh, yeah. So we got it. I went up there. He was hollering, I can change the password. I changed it. It's the success that. And so, I don't know what they was hauling back and forth for. I really don't. They said, he probably came and said, all right, here's the password. Try this one. Nope. Try this one. Nope. And try this one. Nope. I was like, all right. I was like, all right. And then so, I said, all right, let's go upstairs. I went upstairs to the computer and checked this, you know. I went to his Google. He was logged into his Google account. on the computer, which was major. Major. He was logged into the Google account on his computer. You know, he didn't know what his password was. So we was, and I was able to just get in there and reset it. That, ooh, if he wasn't logged in on that computer, that'd have been something. Because he don't got the app on his phone. You know, because he a Yahoo person. You know, I'm like, okay. You know, so when I went up there and was able to change the password, you know, right there, he was already logged in to Google. I looked at his browser and I was like, oh. I saw the J and I was like, oh. And sure enough, it was the right, you know, email address, because he had the email address down. He knew it was, you know, blah, 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 blah. He had that part down. He knew which one it was. He just knew the password. So that was a big help. And it went pretty smooth. It went smooth, you know. And I changed it. I went to change it. And it said, your password was last set, November 2023. I just busted out laughing. I was like, man. And he said, oh, I thought I was doing it. And we finally got it changed or something, he remember. You know, and then we just went downstairs. And then we get downstairs, I'm putting something in TV. I'm putting the password in wrong. By this time, I'm just so relaxed and chilling. I'm putting the password in wrong, forgetting plural and forgetting numbers, and forgot the exclamation point and all that stuff. So that was fun. That was fun. We got it going, I got it set up. Big, nice 75-inch TV. Got the sound bar set up. So, you know, it's, got it synced so that, you know, the volume, good sound, good picture. Got the Netflix. Put on his FanDuel network so he can watch the Cavaliers on the TV. And all that, you know. So it was fun. Yeah, like I told you, I was going to have a good time, and I knew I was. I knew I was going to go over there and have a good time. And I did. We came home. And after my walk, I took a shower. And, you know, kind of, you know, got cleaned up. So when I got back after that, I was just ready to eat. But I actually did have breakfast before I left. Because I knew better to go over there and be stomach. Okay, so I get up. Around 12 or whatever, do my walk. I get back. It don't seem like it ever, it seems like it's dark the whole day, number one. And by the time I finished up over their house, it was dark. It was like, where'd the day go? Because if you wake up at noon, the day is over. You wake up at noon, you do your walk, 3-4 o'clock, it's starting to get dark. Darker. Because you can look at it now and see it ain't exactly, you know, the sunniest of days. It ain't exactly, you know, a bright sunny day. It's almost like dusk. So I left there, it was dark. It was pitch dark. It was like 6:30, 7 o'clock. So that was fun. I probably got over there about 4. Probably spent a couple hours over there. It was fun. Then they got to start showing you all their stuff. You know, all the stuff they got in their house. And, you know, it's cool. And this and that. And they got, you know, they got something. You know, they got their own little empire. Everybody has their empire. They got their own little empire. They got their own little empire. So I got back and I ate and blah, 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 blah. You know that. Ate too much. Now I'm out here. I got to keep walking. This walking is probably saving my life. Probably literally. It probably literally is saving my life. It's probably definitely adding years to my life. And it seems that since I'm not sweating as much on these walks, I'm losing, looks like 1.8 pounds when I walk. That's what it seems like where it's coming out to be. Looks like it's coming out to be about 1.8 pounds. Because I'm not sweating that much. So that kind of lets me know how much sweating comes from that. Losing 2.8 on these walks. Losing 4.5 2 pounds sometime, sweating so much. So I might be, I just gotta watch my eating. And I know this walking, it's not just the calorie burning. It's the staying in motion. It's the doing something. It's the keeping the attitude. It's the basically keeping the body in motion and not being sedentary or whatever the word is when you just sit down a lot and motionless. It's like kickstart the mojo. And then doing work, same thing, which helped me to eat less and just have a better, you know, energy about myself for the whole day. It kind of sets up the whole day. So I gotta watch out. I gotta watch out. Coming up, I'll probably get back. I'll probably be 217. And on a Monday, that's not too bad. But I gotta go hard. I gotta go salad only and go easy these next 3 days. I'll get up. I'll get my steps in each day. And the other day, I walked so much, I tried to double walk. I went down in the basement and got about 8,000 more steps. Didn't help. Got on the scale after that. I had to put weight on. But I know just because I don't see the effects of it right then, I'm sure that, you know, that those extra steps I walked helped in the long run. So just got to stay on it. Got to keep on it. I may have to step up my exercise routine. Might need to implement weights, carrying weights, doing a little bit of weight exercise. And all that. You know, to step up my whole routine, become a little bit more aggressive with it or whatever. Because I'm doing it, though. I'm doing it. I checked my Social Security Administration thing today. But if I retire at 70, $3,700 a month. It was funny. I think that those last few months, going up to 70, for every month you wait, you get an extra $100. I'm like, what? So like at 69, 11 months, I get 36.12. At 69, 10 months, I get 35.12. I'm like, ooh, that's evil. I'm like, that's so evil. I guess the closer you get it, it exponentially increases. They want you to push it off as long as you can. And my financial advisor said, you know, get out at 67. Because to get that money back, you got to live so long. You know, to get that money back, you got to live so long. So I'm going to do the algorithm, figure it out. Because I might, you know, because I'm working, I'm cool, though, you know. If I'm working, I'm cool. If I'm healthy enough to work, and I still like the job, and that's even without any changes that may benefit me, you know, upcoming. You know, maybe switch the department, get promoted or whatever. You know, I may actually want to change. I may even wanna, you know, switch roles or take a step sideways or up or something like that, which could quote unquote increase my longevity at this company or improve my longevity, whatever that means. Because right now I'm cool, you know. I'm happy where I'm at, happy what I'm doing. I can continue to do it. Feel like I can continue to do it for another 6 years and how many months? 7 months. 6 years and 7 months. That number, it's gonna go down slowly, but it's gonna creep up. And then come 67. I'm gonna be sitting there looking at those numbers saying, okay. Because the idea is to retire. The idea is to retire, you know, and you get your monthly, and then only take out 4% of your savings every year. If you can live off of 4% of your 401k or whatever every year, you know, you won't be digging at it too much. So we'll see. $3,700 a month, is that taxable? How much I'm making now? I'm bringing home probably about that right now. And I'm living off of it. But who knows how much rent gonna be, you know, in the future and how much I'm gonna need. You know, I ain't worried about it, obviously. I ain't worried about it. As long as I stay out here, get my steps, keep my body in motion, stay relatively fit, keep my mental capacities, my attitude, and keep handling my business, I'm happy with it all. Woo! Walking up this hill. Southside's built on a hill. A lot of slopes or inclines or what's the word? Grade. Grades or whatever. Steep grade or whatever you call it. Being out here, being part of it. Usually I'm on that side of the street. I might walk down that side of the street, I don't know. I might. I just might do that. I don't know. I guess now would have been the time to walk across the street. But I gotta make it up to my corner. I wonder if my sign is on this side of the street, the 224. You know, I like to get the selfie with me and the 224 sign to let people know how far I made it. Nope, not on this side. It's over there. I'd have to turn around and do it. It's on that side, on that side. It's across the street on this side, see? It's on this side, it's over there on that pole. Here we is. We made it. Says I've been recording for 34 minutes. That's all? I've been recording for 34 minutes, 39:40, and I made it here. I wonder how many steps am I getting? This is halfway, it should be like 50. I don't know. It should be like 5,000 steps in 40 minutes. I walked less than, I don't know. What's going on? I don't know. 39 minutes, that's all I walked. Then when I get back, will I have 10,000? Or do I not get 10,000 on this walk? I don't know. But anyway, Happy Monday. Happy Thanksgiving week Monday, people. I feel good. I'm out here. I know what I got to do. I got salad and stuff. Hopefully the salad ain't too rotten. It didn't, wilt too much. I got salad. I got to be sensible. I got to watch my eating when I get off work tonight for the next 2 days. And could I say that the stress of having Granddad around makes me eat? It's just not, might not be the word, but of having that energy around, having to deal with her, not having to deal with her, that's not the way to, Because maybe I need that reward. Oh God, I need that reward. Have something to bring me down, to pacify me. It could be that. Because she gets you going. She keep you going. And you need something to come down off of. Anyway, happy Monday. Looks like my fantasy team ain't gonna make the playoffs. I'm probably gonna score more points. It's the chance that I could score more points than anybody, but I got a losing record. It just so happens I come up against the team that it's outplays me every week. It was like the third week of the season I scored more points than anybody, and I'm like, got a losing record. How does that work? I just happened to come up against juggernauts. I'm the Hillary Clinton of our fantasy league. But then you know about the Hillary Clinton thing. What they were saying is, and I don't believe it, kinda. I don't think it's true. To a degree, it's hard for me to believe that the country ain't ready for a woman president. And that's kind of hard to argue against in Hillary Clinton's case, because she definitely would have been the best ever. I think she would have been the best ever. But, she came it out. But I say she had came up against two phenomena, the Obama phenomena and then the Trump phenomena. And I figured it just was unlucky of her for that to happen to her. But if it's a woman thing, if it's that America ain't ready to have a woman president, that says something. Look at that 8 market that run every hour that I be seeing. Seem like more than every hour. So I don't know. How did I start talking about that? How did I start talking about a woman president? Yeah. That. How did I get on that subject? I don't remember. Anyway. I'ma love you anyway. Even if you cannot stay. I think you are the one for me. And here is where we ought to be. I just want to satisfy. You're not my, I can't deny. Don't you hear me talking, baby? One of the first 8 tracks I ever got. I think my father brought it home from the bowling alley. Or I forget how I got it, but it was bootleg. Georgia Party Shop. Blue label with black type on it. Rufus. Featuring Shotgun. For a long time, I didn't see the actual album covers of the people. I had all bootlegs. Then I started seeing, going to the store and seeing the actual, 8 tracks. I was like, oh. They was like $8, $9. I was getting mine for like $1.35, something like that. $3, $2 or something. Sounded just as good. No liner notes, no nothing. Just artists and tracks. Some of them was on a tan paper. Something was on like blue with black, what looked to be Impact or Arial Bold font. George's Party Shop. And my father used to get it from the bowling alley. He probably got it from George at the bowling alley. Probably the same stuff, same one. So I remember he had and Natalie Cole and George Benson that he would listen to. His was like handwritten though. His was like on an 8-track, somebody recorded it. And they actually hand wrote out the songs and the artists and stuff. Put the 8-track in, he was still, you know, he came on board. Once, you know, he saw the technology was blossoming and other people, you know, adhere to it. Cause he said, he put a mic away in his mother's house as a gift or something. She was like, get that thing out of my house. So that's kind of where he comes from. You know, that's kind of like where, you know, the mindset he comes from. You know, she wasn't about that microwave. But anyway, my mother, she had everything technical. She even had better, even last decade or so, she had better computers than I did. She always had stuff with stereo, sewing machines. We always had electronics equipment and stuffs in the house. You know, always radios and stuff. Anyhow, my hand, look at that. From holding my hand, holding this stick so long. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for fun. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or any atom that ever was. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was is, oh, it should be in every atom. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, it should be any, in any atom that ever was, is, or universe, is this in the atom, in any universe that ever was, that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Shuffle.